You're listening to Wealth at Work, a show designed to help advisors think, make decisions, and cast a vision to create a business for the future. Hosted by financial planner, author, speaker, and CEO of Advisor2X, Ross Marino.
Welcome to the Wealth at Work show, and today we are joined by Kelly Majdan. Hello, Kelly.
Hi, Ross. How are you today?
I am well. It is nice to see you again. I know you've been in our industry for a long time. I've interviewed you before, and I know you've spoken at conferences and been to our different conferences, but some people listening, they may not know who you are. Could you take 60 seconds, tell people who you are and what you're doing now?
Sure, absolutely. So I have been in the financial services industry for almost 25 plus years as a registered investment advisor and all sorts of other things. I have since left. I am now a national board certified health and wellness coach. And I did that so I could go out and help people connect their financial and their health, because those are the two big driving factors that have a huge impact for us when we hit our later years. So I've moved into more of the wellness community now and started my company Power Through Wellness, so I can help people get their power back and put wealth and health back in their life.
Well, I love the conversation. It's a great shift, and I'm certainly seeing out there that people are recognizing and understanding more deeply that the whole purpose of the money is to support financial wellness, to support well-being overall, and to make their life better instead of just accumulating more money. And if you talk with people, I think most people would say they want to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. They agree with the benefits, right? They know there's value. They've seen it around them, but it doesn't necessarily mean they're driven to make changes. So what's going on with that? And as an advisor, how can I help?
Oh, that's such a big, great question. Really, it is. And I think that's been the big aha moment for me, is being, you know, I've worked in the financial services industry, like I said, for a very long time, and as a retirement advisor. And I decided back in 2019 to go back to school to get my health and wellness coaching certification. One of the week-long issue we did, or what week training we did, was in something called the Trans-Theoretical Model of Change. And it's how people go through, as Dr. Prochaska's team, and wanted to figure out what makes people change. What makes self-changers stop smoking, stop drinking as much? And there was a few other risk behaviors that they went into. And really, it's all about this balancing cognitive and behavioral facets of our learning and our understanding, and changing our what's kind of simmering under the surface into getting people to act. And one of the big aha things for me, especially as it pertains to our financial wellness programs, was the fact that so much of the change happens underneath the surface by just building awareness and cognitive understanding that, oh, maybe there's a problem. Now, maybe there's something I need to do about it. Now I'm ready to act. But getting to that act part is way farther down the road. So there's several stages to it. And there's a lot of tools that we use with behavioral finance and nudge. All of this kind of embraces the entire concept of change. And for some people, it's like that. For some people, it takes years. It's a matter of how we keep continuing to communicate with them.
And I think as advisors, it's always a challenge when we see something that we want to institute or recommend. We see a change that someone can make. And in our minds, it is a no-brainer, Kelly, right? We're thinking the outcome is going to be so much better than where you're at right now. What would you say to advisors who are struggling with that situation where they know in their mind it's the best thing to do, but the people just aren't really motivated?
You know, it's this, I think if you look at it, and what I've learned as well too, is it's the same thing as your doctor's told you. Okay, you go to the doctor, you've had, you know, your blood work doesn't look that great. And they're telling you, let's say you're starting on a pre-diabetic road, and the doctor's telling you, you need to watch what you eat, and you need to exercise more. Okay, you're being told to do something. And that's the biggest thing that we do with, from an advisor perspective, we come in and we tell people to do things when it takes someone actually connecting inside them to say, oh, I'm ready to do this. And it's questioning and understanding and actually kind of being quiet sometimes as an advisor, asking some really good questions to get an idea of, well, where are you at this? Like, what would this mean to you if you did this? How would this impact you if you did this or if you had this? It's changing your dialogue and your questions to really put that autonomy back to the individual. So they decide, oh, I need to do this. Because, I mean, think of it. How many of you guys have teenage kids? Me, right? Telling them to do something and then actually them following through with it, you might as well be, you know, hitting your head against the wall sometimes. Sometimes we're dealing with a bunch of teenagers out there. We want to, people will change when they feel they're ready to change and they're ready to take it on. So as advisors, we need to really start tuning into the clues that they're giving us and the cues they're giving us as to where are they ready to start acting. And that takes a lot of good questions and stepping back and just listening to what they're telling you.
Let's talk about what employers should expect if they institute a wellness program for their people.
So one thing they really should expect is what we have been saying, low participation rates, 5 to 15%. Actually, those are really good participation rates. And that was my big aha moment when I was going through this week-long intensive, and then I went into even more intensive understanding what this TTM is all about and what change is all about. When you implement a wellness program or any wellness program, financial, health, whatever the case may be, there's only a small fraction of the of our concept of employees that are actually ready to make any change on whatever we call that specific risk behavior is. So for a plan sponsor, you need to have a long-term look at this. I think it's fortunate we're done with this. Okay, we'll just implement financial wellness for a year and see what happens. I think we've now moved to this, okay, financial wellness, all wellness has to be perpetual. It has to be evergreen. We have to be continuing to offer it.
I think it's challenging to understand how important timing is for people to make a change. And back to the same scenario where we know that this change would be valuable to the person, but the motivation, it's just not going to happen until maybe something else happens. And I also see that as that the difference between advice, telling your kids what to do, which I do as well, and it's just as effective as when you do it, as opposed to guidance, where now they've tapped into a motivation. There's something that they want, and we're able to guide them there. I think you can use motivational interviewing techniques, and I know that's something that you talk about and teach on. Could you maybe share a little bit more on that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's really kind of funny because my kids now know when I'm doing that to them, and they're like, oh, Mom, really? My husband specifically, he's like, seriously, honey. I'm like, well, but you know, it's good questions. But it is, it's asking really good questions and open-ended questions and understanding where, you know, really listening to somebody. Like, say somebody comes in and says, okay, I want to, you know, hey, you're the 401k person, I'm supposed to talk about Roth. Well, usually we kind of go into this diatribe about, okay, this is what a Roth is, this is all this. Instead, take one step back and say, well, that's a great question. Can you tell me a little bit more about what your understanding of the Roth is, so I know where to fill in the gaps? And it's really just taking a little bit, let me figure out where they are. And you're doing two things. One, you're knowing then where do you need to step in? Because you may need to step in down here, or you may need to step in down here, you know, somewhere along the lines. And you're also giving them autonomy. You're giving them like, oh, I actually kind of know what I'm talking about a little bit here. So that gives them confidence. And when you can give them confidence, that means they're ready to move a little bit more forward. So that's really what the motivational interviewing techniques, just in a really top level, do, is just starts to help people. You're trying to give people that autonomy so they decide to change. And all you're doing is just guiding it a little bit and just helping nudge them a little bit down the road to hopefully the change that's going to make their life better.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing more. I know you're going to be speaking at out at Wealth at Work, and look forward to connecting with you out there. If anybody wants to find you out on the internet or social, can you share where they should go?
Absolutely. Thanks for asking. So obviously you can find me on LinkedIn at Kelly Majdan, and my website is kellymajdan.com. I also have, you can follow our company at Power Through Wellness on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. We also have those out there as well. So Power Through Wellness.
Wonderful. Look forward to seeing you. Thanks for being on the show, and I appreciate the work that you do, Kelly.
Thank you, Ross. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate being here.
Thank you for listening to Wealth at Work. The information covered and posted represents the views of the guests and does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Advisor 2X. The content has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. The content is not intended to be a substitute for professional investment advice. Always seek the advice of your financial advisor or other qualified financial service provider with any questions you may have regarding your investment planning.